This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we also broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, like KNUS AM 710 up in Denver. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes especially for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from point A to B, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there, so we got stuff to drive around with, because we're not all running around electric vehicles, thank God. But anyway, you got Amazon. Don't forget them. Hello to the Amazon folks and hello to the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe. We're also on Gab and Parler and Getter and Truth Social and Twitter as Captain's America. That's right, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com gets you over on our website. Okay, well, let's go over here, pick up the old telephone line, and we will wind up with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of the show called Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, those are the Dallas Cowboy fans. They've been up all night long. They've been creating a ruckus. Okay, thanks, guys. They've been creating a bit of a ruckus over across the street at the hotels. When you're wearing cowboy hats and jerseys with stars on them, it's pretty fair to assume that they're cowboy fans, right?
Yeah, you'd think they'd never go home, but they got a long ways to go to get over to San Francisco this next week, don't they?
Yeah, and that's the next thing they'll be doing. Believe me, they'll be transporting themselves over there, as many as possibly can. So we'll see how that works out. But are you ready, sir, to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep, and I'll be ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We're going to talk a little shop yet, sir, or early, sir. The United Kingdom has announced it's going to send 14 Challenger 2 MB tanks to the Ukraine. Now, that's kind of a mixed blessing for Zelensky, because Germany had backed out on what they were going to send. And the U.S. has already said it's going to send some Bradley fighting vehicles, along with possibly some U.S. Strikers. Now, we also heard they may send a Challenger tank of their own, but we don't know if that's going to happen or not, because it has not been confirmed yet.
Yeah, there's a couple things at play here. One, A platoon of Challenger tank, main battle tanks from Britain would definitely be a difference maker tactically for Ukraine. Tactically, Stryker vehicles, United States, would make a big difference. Of course, the Stryker is the vehicle that we developed as a result of our experience in the Balkans, because we discovered that the main battle tank was not equipped to go over the bridges and the terrain of that thing. And Ukraine, even notwithstanding you got frozen ground, it doesn't matter. Moving through the cities and towns and the forest and all that, you need mechanized infantry fighting vehicles, which is what the Puma, which is what the Germans are developing. But I don't think that they were planning to send the Puma, because that is in development. The Germans probably would have considered sending the Leopard, which is a main battle tank and has been its main battle tank for a while. But they are running so many problems and they're dealing with things that Germany, Great Britain, and the European nations ought to be shouldering the weight of this, equipping Ukraine, and not the United States. But Germany's dealing with modernization. They're in trouble. They've ran into big problems. In fact, they just had to have the chancellor just had to ask and accept the resignation of their defense minister, because they've had ran into a lot of difficulty in modernizing their fleet while still trying to modernize and be a woke military and a woke government. So that's everywhere. And all these things play into thing while you're trying to wage and equip an allied nation, for them anyway, Ukraine allied nation fighting a war. Yeah, the thing, if you remember a year ago during the winter freeze and the earlier stages of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, you would have thought that the Russians would have taken advantage and their mechanized fleet to take that and to do cross-country and do more sweeping attacks, and they did. And that wasn't largely just because, well, we can now because we can operate off-road. That was largely because they didn't have the ability, the training and the ability to use the command and control necessary to fight those kind of offenses. And Navy, the new guy in charge for Putin in Ukraine, is probably hired specifically to come up with a better plan for how to do that kind of maneuvering. But that remains to be seen. We'll see.
All right, hold that thought, Colonel. Folks, we'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. When we come back, we are going to talk about Congressman James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and what he said yesterday. All this stuff is starting to come back. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss Nissan, all those Nissan dealerships, including the brand new one in Brooksville. Don't forget their dealerships are located in Crystal River, the big flagship stores at Newport Richey, 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan on State Route 50, just this side of the toll road, maybe 100 yards in from that toll road on the south side of the road as you're going east, and that's Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan. Big, beautiful, gorgeous, brand-new car dealership. Now, you can find out more about them online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty veterans, as well, military, rather, as well as veterans and first responders, whether you're an EMT, a firefighter, or a police officer, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal given to you. Now, you also have Moss Care. Moss Care gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, so take advantage of all that. Again, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a little bit more moolah along the way somewhere. All righty, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I'm going to back up here and talk about our chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, Congressman James Comer from Kentucky. Now, he said, and this is his words exactly, he just does not know yet whether or not Joe Biden broke the law by having classified documents in his possession after leaving the Obama administration. Well, I know in checking it myself that the only person that couldn't have that stuff outside of the line of chain of command would have been anybody other than the president, period. Nobody else could have that stuff with them.
Yeah, I don't think he's entirely wrong in all that. There's two things here. One, the Republican House is speaking of one mind for a change, which is good. And I think that the process we went through has enabled us to do that. And so Comer's only one of many that you're going to hear every day, and they will not be drowned out, despite the best attempts of the legacy media to do that. But I think what Comer is cautioning us about is we don't know what they are. We don't know what the extent of them. We don't know what criminal charges that would end. Yeah, one question is, well, was it illegal? Almost certainly. But what laws exactly were violated on that? Well, we can think we know that, but we don't. So I'm with Comer right now, and you know the Speaker of the House came out and he didn't soften that, which has often happened in the past. They're speaking the same voice, and then when you got Jim Jordan and others that come on and they talk about things they're doing, really in a bicameral legislature. With the Democrats still having a Senate, and their main objective is going to batten down with, unfortunately, some acquiescence by Republicans in the Senate. Everything that tries to come out of the House, there are some things the House can do independently, and sadly, the investigations and determining the truth in the wake of all these things may be one of the best things they could do. And as long as they can be united on that, pursue it. As Americans can be patient towards that end, and Republicans can be patient, we'll be okay. The country and the Republic will be better off in the end for it. And it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly because a lot of ugly, unpretty things were done, and that's got to be revealed.
Now, I got a question for you. You probably know this as well as anyone, but economists expect elevated food prices to remain during 2023, despite the inflation that seems to be cooling down a bit.
Well, I think, Joe and Jill America, we see that. And that hasn't, despite, you know, we had the fluctuations, the up and down on the price of gasoline at the pump and food prices. But I think that is. And, you know, the things that are going in the weather and stuff like that, and the things out west, that doesn't help things. In fact, I have to confess, I had to ask my wife, because I go through grocery stores and all that, but I just get the little things that she might have forgotten I got. But I had to say, what are we paying for a dozen eggs now? I got to tell you, it's pretty stunning.
$12 to $13.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because I never thought I'd see them that high. That's five times higher than I remember the last time I bought them.
Yeah, who needs the goose that lays the golden egg? You got a chicken that lays golden eggs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard of the Proud Boys, right?
I have. I've gone to some events and all that where they were a part of either a speaker or engaged or involved in those. And, of course, I've watched them on television as well.
Well, I'm afraid we've got one of their Proud Boys, namely the guy that's in charge, he's being called the Chief Proud Boy, has tried to deflect blame for the January 6th event directly onto Donald Trump and said it was his fault.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. And he didn't just come out and do that. This guy has been, I don't want to say a turncoat because he's not the only Proud Boys. There's some stuff that they got involved in that is suspect. However, the things that he has said and for him to say and to deflect the blame that you're saying right there, and in fact, for those that are now embracing him, of course, the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans that are embracing him, for them to say that, that tells you, it begs a lot of questions. I wonder, what's in it for him? I find it hard to believe that he would just all of a sudden say, well, I've had a change of conscience here and all that, and I'm going to do it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a minute.
Well, he's already been convicted, I believe, and he's waiting on sentencing.
Right. Yeah. Well, there you go. And I don't know if that plays into it or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got one for you. You need a little laugh this morning, so are you ready?
I'm always ready for a laugh.
CNN is considering hiring a comedian to host one of its primetime TV shows.
Now, the news entertainment personality could fill the primetime 9 to 11 p.m. hours. You could have one from 9 to 10, one from 10 to 11, with a non-traditional version of the news, with five people familiar with the planning, said that the other day. And I've got some names here for you. Now, CNN's has floated around some names, including, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bill Maurer.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Noah. Arsenio Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Jon Stewart.
One of them is a failed late night show host guy. Yeah, if you want to reinforce failure, he wasn't funny at all.
Nope.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up with the Joneses. In this case, the Joneses being Greg Gutfeld and his crew.
That's correct.
On late night, because they mix politics and comedy. And I watched that, and it's serious stuff, but it's humorous, too. And I've been a fan of Gutfeld even before he became a fixture in Fox. But he pulls it off right. I tell you what, that the left has failed dismally to elicit laughs. They can't even elicit laughs. Those that agree with them on the left, the two or three people that watch them on their late-night show or the mm-hmm. late-night comedy or whatever talk shows, they may giggle nervously and support it, but then, you know, they go, oh, geez, that wasn't funny. So, hey, good luck with that.
Well, the president of CNN, Chris Light, has hinted as his desire to want to sign Jon Stewart after he was interviewed last year by the New York Times, saying that he'd love to bring on the former late-night host. But Stewart, of course, is under contract to Apple. I did not know that. I thought he was under contract to somebody different, but he's under contract to Apple, of all places.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, they're in tune with the new wave of entertainment. It's not really on television. It's not the idiot box. It's Apple and those that live stream and everything else like that and have tons of other things. But that would be a steal, but I don't think they're going to get it. I bet you he's got a pretty dang gone cushy job there, and I think he probably enjoys it. That's why he left and turned over to Noah, right?
Yeah.
Some time ago, who ruined his show. And so he's got a good gig. I don't see that happening. But,
No.
We'll see.
No, I don't either, but you're right. We'll see what happens. You know, this is something that, let's see here. Well, we're going to take a break, so we'll have to wait till after the other side of the break, and you are going to come back with me on the other side. So, folks, don't go anywhere. The Colonel and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about a charity that built a bunch of military folks, which always gets my ire up. I'm sure it's going to get the colonel's up if it's not already. He may know about this. He may not. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to tell you what we know. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Cruz.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Albuquerque police reported Monday they have arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate in the last state house elections, in connection with the recent shooting at offices and homes of elected Democrat officials. Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office and the DA's Office were there every step of the way, making sure that we had everything we could to charge these individuals.
Medina says Pena is accused of conspiring and paying for four other men to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators. China's economy grew at one of the slowest rates in decades last year as lockdowns harmed households and businesses. China's economy expanded by only 3% in 2022, the worst since 1976. Last night's football game, Dallas beat Tampa Bay 31-14 to advance in the playoffs. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Time for Lunch with the Captain. Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Okie dokie. Look forward to seeing you today at Mission Barbecue. We always have a good time there, 11:30 to 1:30. I believe we're going to have our friend Wade Whiskey there. I believe that Patrick Highland's going to be there. Jeff from Sarasota should be there. And all the Good Time Gang will be there. So stop on by and meet them. Some of the people you hear talking on the radio with us, making calls and whatnot, stop on by. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, Joe Biden got out there and stood up on the platform, the podium, whatever it is, at the with a microphone in his hand. I guess he was doing his form of preaching. And he once again stood there. I don't know what the guy's thinking, if he's thinking at all, but he once again stood there and lied to the entire congregation by telling them that he had marched with Martin Luther King in Selma, Alabama.
That's amazing. You know, at first I thought at first, well, is this Al Sharpton that's putting together all the words that he says, hey, Mr. President, just read off the teleprompter. But I don't think Al Sharpton would even be stupid enough to repeat that lie that Biden has told before. He can't even remember the things he's been caught at saying before. So that's pretty amazing. In fact, as I listened to his presentation with Al Sharpton and the crew, it was pretty stunning. And I think that the family, the surviving family of Martin Luther King Jr., were very disappointed is a light word to say it. Many of them were aghast.
They were.
Because they did not feel like the memory and honor and the message was really what was presented there. And it wasn't, as you listen to it. It was something that was created by the speechwriters and lawyers of President Biden in the wake of what he's going through right now. And the kind of things were, hey, fact-checking, who needs fact-checking? We'll just throw this out here. And I'm not even sure that he went off of script that much. So it wasn't that. The stuff that he was reading and coming out with was stuff he planned to say, which makes it all the more incredulous in my mind.
Well, we now know what the code words are for when he's telling a lie. You want to hear what it is? It's three words.
Opens his mouth?
Well, that's part of it, but the three words are not a joke. This is not a joke. Not a joke. Whenever he says that, it's a lie. You know it is.
Yeah. DeShane, you're spot on. Doesn't take long to pick up on those little idiosyncrasies of presence, does it? And his are out there. And that's one of them.
Well, here's what he said up there in that podium. I got raised in the black church. I got my education in the black church. I probably went to school more than many more of you did in a black church. I was sort of raised in a Puerto Rican community at home politically. He actually said all that stuff.
Well, you know, the only fictional human being that I know that experienced more in a lifetime than President Biden would be Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
It was just incredible. It can't be. Forrest Gump in his life is far more credible in fiction to tell a story than the stories that get told on President Trump. Would the real President Trump and your life experience please stand up? I'm not sure who could stand up.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, let's talk about the rules package that Congress voted on and passed. For the 118th Congress, rather. Number one, any single member can now offer a motion to vacate the chair. I don't think that's going to be a big problem because I don't think anybody's just going to jump in there and do that.
Well, that's the way it used to be, and it went through just fine. It doesn't mean that one person can say, you're gone. It doesn't work that way.
Nope.
A lot of the Chicken Littles were saying, oh, that's terrible. It's going to lead to disaster and tyranny and chaos, baloney.
Yep. Then we got the one that says select a subcommittee to investigate the weaponization of the federal government. That's been done.
Yeah.
Reinstating the Holman rule. The measure allows amendments to appropriation bills to slash the salaries of or fire specific federal employees or cut specific programs. I think that's a great idea.
I did not see a single thing in the agreement, and it took... I know people were all in angst about it, and the Democrats and the media were trying to make hay on it. But, yeah, they needed 14 ballots, not 15. But after 14 ballots, every last one of those was required to get to where they – and even the speaker who had to endure this for that week as he sought to be the speaker, I think sees the benefit that he had for having to endure that. And, honestly – some of those that are coming out to include Newt Gingrich and Levine and others that were talking about, oh, this is terrible, we got to come together. Baloney. Those are some smart guys I usually agree with, but they were wrong. They were wrong all week, and I think they're starting to see the light and say, hey, this is a good thing. It's a good thing not just for the party, because that's secondary, but good for America, good for the Republic. So I'm feeling good about what I got accomplished. I'm ready, and I think the House is ready to move forward with the rules as established.
Well, here's what I know about all this. I know that all of these rules have been pre-agreed upon right after the election. They got together and they met down in Florida, down there, Marco Island, I think it was, so down there somewhere, and they put this whole thing together. So they had this, and everybody knew about it. And I don't know why they created such a big deal about it.
Well, I will tell you, they actually knew about it before then. A lot of these things were brought up with the speaker wannabe at that time, last summer, and do that. And quite honestly, Right? He did not, McCarthy did not want to talk with them in earnest because he thought that it wouldn't be necessary to negotiate these things. That's what he thought. And he erred. He made a mistake. To his credit, he saw the light of the day and he saw that it wasn't going to happen. It didn't have to happen. He could have forestalled a lot of this. It didn't have to go that many ballots, but it is what it is. We're better off for it. The Republic is better off for it. Like you said, it wasn't a surprise launched on him. The Freedom Caucus and others had told him that these are things that they wanted. It just took the events to do that. Sometimes that's what happens. The creation of the Republic was very ugly and messy. It took a lot of compromise, but they adhered to principles that endured, and in our pursuit of becoming a more perfect union, which is a never-ending pursuit, I think we took a step forward after taking some steps back in the last decade or so. So I'm feeling good about that. And there's not that much to feel good about in the world today. So, hey, I'm gonna celebrate that process.
Well, I thought about Martin Luther King's birthday, and I thought about something he said, and I mentioned it a couple times. I'm going to mention it again. This is a quote, direct quote from him. They will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Spot on. Yeah, Matt Bruce, and that is everything. And that is the inverse of the direction that I even hesitate to call it it's a movement because, there's still things that, we have to move on. And not much of it has to do with that because it's just that, there's a whole industry out there that just will not die. It's about that, and it's taking different forms. And, we can talk all day about George Soros and his accomplices and all that, who are really not for making us a more perfect union. They are anarchists. That is what they feed on, is anarchy and Black Lives Matter and all that, which are not friends of what those things that Martin Luther King worked for and ultimately paid an ultimate sacrifice for it with his loss of life in many ways.
Yeah. Well, free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last and all that good stuff. I remember some of the things he said. I don't remember all of it, but I watched some of that when I was, was on television. I don't know what I was doing at the time, but I remember watching a lot of that, and it just really struck me as really driving a point home.
Yeah, a newsflash for President Biden. Up until the Great Society era, it was Republicans, not Democrats, that were marching with the blacks in Alabama and Georgia all across the country. In Arkansas, it was Republicans, not Democrats.
Well, I will see you tomorrow over at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club for lunch, and then we'll be seeing you again when over there at the school.
I'll tell you, this is a bonus week. I was telling you I was celebrating with what we were able to do in the house. I'm celebrating this week because I get a triple dose to the captain.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir. All right.
All right, sir.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. I look forward to going over there today to Mission Barbecue over there in West Waters. We've been the gang with us. And we always have some new people that come in, so come on over and say howdy howdy to us and enjoy the great food that's over there. Now, this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And, of course, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. All you got to do is call them up. 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. Now, they'll also, if you need parts or you want to buy something brand new, you can buy it from them. They'll ship it to you. They'll also tell you about their website, their catalog, and all that because they got all of the above. Again, the phone number 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Always a plethora of information. Now, we've had something interesting transpire. The establishment media, of course, viewed the 15 votes required to elect Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House as evidence of a dysfunctional Republican Party. The talking heads repeatedly misrepresented that heroic battle as a personality conflict or a fight for certain members to be appointed to certain committees. Well, some of that might have been, but not all of it. However, it was their very resistance offered by members of the House Freedom Caucus that led to the adoption of a virtually imported House rule that could give us one more opportunity to restore much of the constitutional republic. Now, that one rule alone, which Kevin McCarthy supports, Speaker McCarthy, could lead to the exposure of the long train of abuses that have been visited by Americans by a politicized FBI, Justice Department, and a larger security state. Now, the new House rules provide for consideration of a resolution establishing a select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government as a select investigative subcommittee of the Committee on the Judiciary. Let's call it a weaponization subcommittee, shall we? Because for the past 6 months, the organization has been operating above the law, in my opinion. That's just me talking. Now, let's not forget that the Church Committee, named after its chairman, then Senator Frank Church from Idaho, was created a number of years ago. I remember it. It was created in the aftermath of President Richard Nixon's resignation in Congress, or I'm sorry, in the presidency in August of 74. Now, on December 22nd, 1974, New York Times reporter Seymour Hersh released the first in a series of articles that Professor Locke Johnson described as having accused the CIA of massive spying and illegal intelligence operations directed against American dissidents. This was a massive public outcry that it led to in response to the Senate, who then created the Church Committee. Now, the committee operated for 18 months, during which it interviewed over 800 witnesses, reviewed some 110,000 classified documents, holding 126 hearings. One of the purposes was to propose legislation to strengthen or clarify the national security, intelligence, or surveillance activities of the United States and to protect the rights of the United States citizens with regard to those activities. Now, just because a committee is created, an investigation is conducted, and facts that come to light don't necessarily mean that matters automatic approval on that part. For example, the committee discovered Orwellian spying by the intelligence agency, including the CIA's Operation Shamrock, which at that time was probably the largest government interception program affecting Americans ever undertaken. Now, agents of the National Security Agency were reviewing 150,000 telegrams monthly. Compare that with a modest effort to type of the local surveillance conducted today. Millions upon millions upon millions of things are checked, rechecked, and double-checked. And I truly doubt that if Elon Musk hadn't purchased Twitter and arranged for independent journalists to expose the collusion between big government and big tech, the new weaponization subcommittee would never have been created. However, if it's able to expose what's been hidden, we have our best chance to derail the campaign of fear and intimidation that the deep state continues to wage even now, not against lawbreakers, but against hundreds of January 6th protesters who did nothing more than attend a rally to petition the government and never did anything but stand outside and watch. Yep, they're going after those people. Federal government's going after those people because they think that they're part of the solution when actually they're not. So the new weaponization subcommittee will provide the opportunity to expose evil and enact meaningful reforms. But if the lesson is that the deep state won't allow itself to be reformed, then it's time to get these those entire programs and perhaps entire agencies be dismantled completely. You think? You think? I do. And don't forget that they still work for us. And good morning, George. How are you? George, your godfather just chimed in. I'll sneak over there and see what you're up to there. And hopefully we'll see you today. Let's go, Brandon. What's this? Oh, let me, if I can open this, let's see. Let's go, Brandon. Just part of the segregation. Oh, it's part of the segregation. Yeah, okay. All right. I gotcha. Well, hopefully we'll see you today for lunch, George. Always a pleasure to see you. I know you're a busy guy. But George might be another reason you might want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. Like I say, we never know who's going to show up until they show up. And I do know Wade will be there. So there you go. Now, the Bucks, I'm going to say this about the Bucks. They had their chance. They couldn't make it. They didn't have all that great a year. They did win their division. Kudos to them for that. It's going to be a lot tougher next year. And I think they'll be doing it without Tom Brady. Brady will either retire altogether or move on to greener pastures. He's been offered a lot of money by three different organizations to go play quarterback for him. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. He might take him up on it. He might not. But I don't think he'll be hanging around Florida. He's had too much negativity happening to him here because of his wife leaving him and all that sort of stuff. I think he's going to want to skip on to places out west, closer to where he's from, California. But, fair warning, he's not going to get a job in California. Somebody last night said to me, they said, oh, yeah, he's going to go to San Francisco and play with the 49ers. No, he's not. If that rookie quarterback gets them to the Super Bowl, whether he wins it or not, he won't go anywhere. They'll lock him into a better deal. You watch and see. You watch and see. All right, here comes the music. I got to get out of here for the next guy who's coming up there. Scott James up there in Augusta. Hugh Hewitt on some of these other stations. Eddie Floyd on a couple of others. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. God bless America. Stay warm, everybody. See you tonight.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.